Welcome to the Muni 360 podcast from New York Life Investments. Valuable insights on all aspects related to investing in the complex and highly fragmented municipal bond market.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 podcast from New York Life Investments. I'm Chris Roberti with Mackay Municipal Managers. In a municipal market that is highly complex, from public policy to market technicals, we're excited to bring you another podcast focusing on current municipal themes and strategies for clients to consider. I'm excited to be joined today by Alex McLaughlin, directly from our trading desk in Los Angeles. Alex is a director and credit analyst with the team. We've been looking forward to having him back on the show to share his observations. Alex, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Sure. So Alex, let's jump right in. It's early in the year, 2024. I want to get your take on how things are going so far. Clearly, late last year was very, very strong. Year to date seems to be a little bit of a mixed bag. So what's your assessment thus far?
Yeah, so the muni market was off to a moderate start so far this year. And that's been largely because of the year to date sell-off that we've seen in the treasury market. It's been moderate. But if you look across most U.S. fixed income asset classes, most are showing negative returns year to date. Munis are actually performing relatively well. If you look at the Bloomberg Municipal Bond Index, it's down just a couple basis points year to date. And if you look at the Bloomberg High Yield Municipal Bond Index, it's actually up almost a percentage point. So that outperformance in muni high yield has been driven by still strong fundamentals, but also a really good technical environment, especially in high yield. We've had very limited issuance in that space, and a lot of money has still gone into funds. So fund managers have a lot of money to put to work and few bonds to buy.
So it's great to see that munis have hung in there pretty well so far this year. And I think we all know we can't have a fixed income conversation these days without talking about rates and Fed policy. Realizing that we at Mackay Municipal Managers, we don't make interest rate calls or duration bets in the portfolios we manage. That all said, many ask, how would we assess the current rate inflation narrative? How's it impacting the marketplace as we look ahead?
Munis are obviously driven by changes in treasuries, especially at relatively tight ratios, which we're seeing right now. The year-to-date sell-off in treasuries has been partially driven by a repricing of market expectations for the number of rate cuts this year. When we came into the year, the market was pricing in about 6 25 basis point rate cuts. Now the market's only pricing in about 3 or 4 rate cuts this year. So that's been driven by a handful of slightly hotter than expected inflation prints. Turning to the inflation narrative, headline CPI peaked in mid-2022 at around 9%. More recently, we're seeing it at about 3%. Core is running a little bit hotter than that. So the Fed's made some significant progress, but they still have some work to do. We continue to definitely expect volatility in the treasury market, but that's not necessarily a bad thing because it presents trading opportunities for us.
So as we think about a point we mentioned a little bit earlier, we did have a strong rally in late 2023. Many still wonder, is there still opportunity to potentially achieve a strong total return profile as we look ahead? And with that said, can you share some thoughts on levels, spreads, and just the general attractiveness in the market that we see?
Yeah, so absolute levels that we're seeing are still very attractive, especially on a taxable equivalent basis. So in the IG space, it's relatively easy to find tax-exempt yields above 4%. In the high-yield space, it's relatively easy to find tax-exempt yields of above 5%. So just this week, we had an A-minus underlying hospital. It was an insured deal. It priced fives of 54 at a 419. So for an investor facing a 37% marginal tax rate, that's a 665 taxable equivalent yield. So for a AA credit, we think that's pretty attractive.
Yeah, that's pretty strong and tells us that even with a strong rally last year, there's still some runway as we look ahead. And maybe we'll dig a little bit deeper on portfolio positioning. Let's talk about portfolio positioning in general. What are some of the things we like, we don't like?
When we look at the ratio curve, what we've observed is really tight ratios in that intermediate part of the curve, that 10-year or so space. Whereas out long in the 30-year space, things are still historically a bit rich, but much more attractive. And that's mostly been driven by price-insensitive SMA-type accounts that need to buy in that 10-year part of the curve. So we're much more biased towards that longer part, That's one of the reasons, by the way, that we favor the mutual fund wrapper in this market, because it has that flexibility to focus on the more relatively attractive parts of the market, whether it's a sector or a part of the curve. So we're also favoring a sort of barbell among coupons, with exposure to both low coupons with favorable convexity and low dollar prices, and high coupons that have that defensive structure, with a corresponding underweight to at-the-market coupons, which don't have that very favorable convexity profile.
So it's interesting. With all that being said, it seems like some of the more traditional municipal nuances are coming back, and location matters, whether it's curve, credit, structure, et cetera. So it's good to see that and where one might differentiate themselves in terms of picking spots. Let's move on to the credit landscape a bit. On prior shows, we've talked about strong credit fundamentals we've seen for some time. Are we still seeing strong credit fundamentals, or are we seeing any weakness on the horizon?
So the credit environment is still really strong. Although tax collections are a bit off of the highs, we believe that states and localities have the tools that they need to cut expenses. Rainy day funds generally remain at or near record highs. Actually, last week I tallied up the upgrades and downgrades that we've seen in the muni space. In 2023, the upgrade to downgrade ratio was 3.3 to 1. So for every downgrade, we saw 3.3 upgrades in the space. That's better than what we saw last year when it was only 2.2 to 1. There were a few standout sectors too. So among local governments, we saw a 5.3 to 1 ratio. And in the state sector, the ratio was actually better than 20 to 1. So they were in really good shape. There were a couple weak spots, but generally ones that we anticipated. For example, in healthcare, downgrades exceeded upgrades. What we saw was 70% of rating changes were downgrades in the sector.
That's encouraging to see that a lot of the landscape is pretty solid with a couple of exceptions. And you mentioned healthcare. I think many know that you focus on the healthcare sector as a credit analyst. With that said, given that specialization, can you give our audience a high-level sense of the healthcare sector? We really think it's a good example of how we approach things from a credit research point of view.
Yeah, sure. So the healthcare space in the muni market is generally thought of as one of the more dynamic sectors. And that's because although they serve, obviously, a very important public purpose, in some ways, they behave like corporates. But one of the key differences is corporates, for-profit hospitals, for-profit companies in general, pay out their earnings to shareholders in the form of dividends or buybacks, whereas muni credits, muni hospitals in particular, retain those earnings on their balance sheet, which results in a key credit strength. So all the way down to the BAA rating category, on average, hospitals have over 100% cash and investments to debt. So almost like universities, they have an endowment, and that's been a really big credit strength. In fact, among some high-yield hospitals, they actually also sometimes have over 100% cash to debt. So when we're looking at the sector, whether it's healthcare or anything else, we first start with a top-down view. For example, in early 2022, we turned negative on the sector after conversations with management teams and looking at quarterly results. But we also evaluate each credit on its merits. We look at security, we look at ratios, fundamentals, things like, does it have a mortgage? Does it have a reserve fund? And even in environments where we were negative, the hospital sector in 2022, there were some credits that we really liked and ones that we were comfortable adding to, especially when the sector had a negative tone to it. So the bonds were a little bit cheaper. There were some credits we really liked and adding to those paid off.
That's great. I think it's a great example as you go through that. It really shows our audience and makes the case for full-time credit research all day and every day, given the nuances that we see in our market, healthcare included. Moving on, in our 2024 insights, we talk about investors refocusing on the value of tax-free income, really stemming from the sticker shock of their money market tax bill and the potential of higher taxes in the future. It's a realization coming very soon. So let's talk more about that and the potential impact to industry fund flows.
With the Fed funds rate at the highest levels that we've seen in over a decade, a lot of money has chased that yield at the short end of the curve. And although obviously investors are aware that their earnings on those are taxable, we think that when they go through the exercise of doing their taxes and paying them in mid-April. We think that it's going to result in a renewed focus on attempting to reduce the taxable income from people's investments. And we expect that that's going to potentially result in more flows into muni funds. Year to date, we have seen positive flows. We've seen about $5 billion come into muni funds. That's after 2 years of outflows, which is very rare to see. So we do expect a stronger technical environment for the rest of the year. And we think a greater focus on taxes is going to propel that forward.
Sure, that reality is coming soon. So down at the investor level, some thoughts on allocation. Why should investors consider actively managed funds as a replacement or complement to passive approaches? And what are some of the recent portfolio positioning themes that illustrate that point?
So we believe that the way you attain your exposure in the muni market is important. On prior podcasts, we've talked about key investment tenets that we think are really important, like diversification, liquidity, deep credit research, tax liability management. And we believe that the optimal wrapper to achieve that is through a mutual fund. In the current state of the muni market, we think it's really important to have a flexible approach and to be able to move to those relatively attractive segments of the market, whether it's a part of the curve. I talked about how the intermediate part of the curve is relatively unattractive right now. Right now, that's one of the things that we're focused on. It could be a sector. It could be a particular credit that we want to have a greater focus on. So that's one of the reasons why we think the wrapper that investors use to achieve exposure in the muni market is very important.
Some great perspectives. Thank you, Alex. It's really good to see the team is still optimistic about the municipal market and that we think the stage is well set for those taking an active approach. This has really been a great conversation. I'm sure our listeners are going to find your insights and thoughts really helpful. Before we let you go, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners?
Sure. So we've gone over a few examples of the tax-exempt yields that you're able to achieve in the market. We've talked about the strength of credit that we're still seeing. I think that as we enter tax season, we're going to see investors becoming more tax aware, especially after going through the exercise of paying taxes on their money market funds. Moreover, with $34 trillion in federal government debt and still a large deficit, we believe that the prospect of higher taxes is going to support the muni market going forward, and investors are going to try to get ahead of that. So increased tax awareness and the prospect for higher taxes should contribute to favorable fundamentals looking forward.
Great. Thanks again. That's Alex McLaughlin off our trading desk in Los Angeles. That wraps up this episode of Muni 360 Podcast with New York Life Investments. I'm Chris Roberti with Mackay Municipal Managers. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
All investments are subject to market risk and will fluctuate in value. Municipal bond risks include the ability of the issuer to repay the obligation, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, and the possibility of future tax and legislative changes, which could affect the market for and value of municipal securities. Bonds are subject to interest rate risk and can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Bonds are also subject to credit risk, which is the possibility that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner. Investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, which will vary. It is not possible to invest directly in an index. Diversification does not assure a profit or protect against loss in a declining market. Active management is the use of a human element, such as a single manager, co-managers, or a team of managers to actively manage a fund's portfolio. Active management strategies typically have higher fees than passive management. Credit spread reflects the difference in yield between a treasury and corporate bond of the same maturity. Duration is a measure of the sensitivity of the price of a bond to a change in interest rates. CPI is the consumer price index that measures the overall change in consumer prices based on a representative basket of goods and services over time. Credit quality. Percentages are based on fixed income securities held in the fund's investment portfolio and exclude any equity or convertible securities in cash or cash equivalents. Ratings apply to the underlying portfolio of debt securities held by the fund and are rated by an independent rating agency, such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and or Fitch. If ratings are provided by the rating agencies but differ, the lower rating will be utilized. If only one rating is provided, the available rating will be utilized. Securities that are unrated by the rating agencies are reflected as such in the breakdown. Unrated securities do not necessarily indicate low quality. S&P rates borrowers on a scale from AAA to D. AAA through BBB represent investment grade, while BB through D represent non-investment grade. This material contains the opinions of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields, LLC, but not necessarily those of Mackay Shields, LLC. The opinions expressed herein are subject to change without notice. This material is distributed for informational purposes only. Forecasts, estimates, and opinions contained herein should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. Information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but not guaranteed. Any forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made, and MacKay Shields assumes no duty and does not undertake to update forward-looking statements. The strategies discussed are strictly for illustrative and educational purposes and are not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. There is no guarantee that any strategies discussed will be effective. Neither New York Life Insurance Company nor its affiliates or representatives provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. Please contact your own professionals. MacKay Municipal Managers is a team of portfolio managers at MacKay Shields. MacKay Shields is 100% owned by NYLIM Holdings, which is wholly owned by New York Life Insurance Company. Not all products and services provided by MacKay Shields may be available to all investors, limited by applicable laws and regulations in certain jurisdictions. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form or referred to in any other publication without the express written permission of MacKay Shields. New York Life Investments is both a service mark and the common trade name of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company. Securities distributed by New York Life Distributors, LLC, 30 Hudson Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302.